This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Roads and bridges near you. Where are you with COVID, mask on, mask off? Or is that old news as less cases are being reported and there is room in hospital ICU beds? That is good news, no matter how you slice it. I'm Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on this show. Hey, hey, shout out to all the crew listening to us in New Jersey. They said, give us a shout out. So a shout out to you in New Jersey and everybody else across the country too, and any other place that you happen to be listening to us. Let's talk about this infrastructure deal. Republicans are saying they see maybe up to 10 days as the longest window for this deal to happen. Can they overcome the differences with Democrats and work on something that works? Roy Blunt, Republican from Missouri, the senator, is among a group of Republicans negotiating with the Biden administration. The two sides are far apart on what the definition is for infrastructure because climate change is in there. There are other social issues in there like elder care, but then, of course, roads and bridges. Blunt said it's probably about 10 days to see if we can work this out or not. You know, 7 to 10 days. He didn't give a reason for his magic eight ball prediction, but he did say that's what he thought. Democrats are suggesting to the president that he could give Republicans until the end of May to agree on the legislation. So there you go. The Senate will depart for Memorial Day holiday break at the end of the week. So that would be that. On Friday, the White House pared down the initial $2.25 trillion infrastructure proposal to $1.7 trillion to try to move a little bit closer with Republicans. They didn't like the price tag. And some Republicans say the success of current infrastructure negotiations could determine really how much bipartisan scope there is for other priorities. So this is a big deal. Will there be some bipartisan movement in Congress that works? Senator Susan Collins was one of the big advocates for bipartisanship. She was on the Sunday Swirl on the ABC program this week, and she said to George Stephanopoulos' gang that this is the test. This will determine whether or not we can work together on an important issue or not. So Republicans are rejecting the plan and calling for an approach that's limited to just roads, bridges, airports, waterways, and broadband access. Initially, their initial proposal costed $568 billion. So the two sides are pretty wide apart. I think the biggest gap is, what is the definition of infrastructure? What do you think, America? It's our money they're spending on this. What do you think it should be limited to, or what should it include? Absolutely, it has to include broadband. I had that discussion on the show with Aaron and Ben Napier, who are from a rural area or small town, Laurel, Mississippi, and have now made a name for themselves on HGTV. And they were talking about, you know, you see people that have moved out into smaller, beautiful areas, and if they're going to work from home, they need access to the Internet, because how can they do what they do for a living if they can't get access, which means broadband has to expand to those harder-to-reach areas that just don't have it. So broadband has to be in it. Roads, bridges, naturally. We have terrible bridges in big parts of our wide swath of the country. Probably, you know, maybe even in your backyard, you see a crumbling bridge that could be problematic. Remember not too long ago what happened in Minneapolis with the bridge collapse and people, you know, how many people were killed in that, how many people were victims in that, and back in 2007. I remember it well. Rush hour traffic creeping through ongoing construction, and without any warning, like that, the bridge collapsed. 111 different kinds of cars, trucks, other vehicles, toast. 13 people died, 145 people were injured. It was bad. Terrible. There are other places in this country that have had bridges collapse, have been disastrous. And the Minneapolis one just comes to mind because it was so big. Oh, it was so big. And then people were questioning, well, when was that built? How could that happen? Didn't people know? And it had a very unique design. It had, like, steel. It had a huge steel arch span so that piers wouldn't be constructed in the river and impede river water, river navigation. That was pretty bad. Awful. And with all the crossings that happen constantly, and this is one example that led to tragedy, so bridges, absolutely, we know bridges are in that. But stuffing the ad hoc item into it, the Republicans aren't going to go for that. And especially a heavily Democratic issue, and one that is cantankerous between Republicans and Democrats, and it's climate change. And is there climate change? What does that mean? What about global warming? So that's a whole different bill and a whole different conversation. And that won't go. That won't fly. It won't. Where are we when it comes to COVID, the vaccine, masking? I mean, anybody who is jumping on somebody and making fun of them for the mask, you need to take a seat. Who cares? If some people want to wear a mask, they feel better that way, let them wear a mask. Or maybe they have an underlying condition that you don't know. Now, if this is a classroom struggle and you don't want your child to be in that situation and they're saying that schools are not supposed to do that in many areas, Texas for one, no masks. That's what the governor says. But then what if you have a child who's got some horrible underlying condition? That becomes a problem. And there's always the anomaly, or more than the anomaly. It's not black and white. We don't live in a black and white world. It's gray. It's very, very gray. And kids, some are out for the summer. But what about what happens in the fall? And many colleges are requiring you have to be vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, then you can stay in the dorm and you can Zoom your classes, but you're not going to go to classes, and you're not going to be part of clubs or any of the other things that happen. Will that lift? Does that change? So far, no, it hasn't happened. I point to Rutgers because they were one of the first in New Jersey. There we are back to New Jersey again. To say you have to be vaccinated to be in the classroom, and if not, you can do the remote learning. 163.3 million have been vaccinated. 58.3% of the eligible population, 12 and older, and 49.2% of the total population. Those numbers are from Johns Hopkins. This or that, coming up around the bend.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Is with us. That's what that trumpeting means for another version of This or That. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Pretty good, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. I'm well. Thank you. So NFTs are a big deal, and you and I were talking off the air about NFTs. And it can be video. It can be a piece of art. It can be a piece of audio. It can be any of that. It could be what we're saying right now. We could turn that into an NFT. If somebody offered to pay you for a show in an NFT, which would be some kind of piece of rare art, they're going to tell you, or in cryptocurrency, and this is the only way you could get it, so meaning Bitcoin or some other form of currency, which would you take, the NFT or the currency?
That's a tough one. I'll take the NFT. I'll go with that one.
Me too. Besides, then you can say, hey, you know what? I have an NFT. Do you know what that is? You could tell your parents and you would stump everyone, even the smartest people you know, because I think people are just catching on to this and see what they know about NFTs.
Yeah, I mean, I had never heard of it until you mentioned it. So,
what is an NFT? A non-fungible token. And then you just say, well, it's on my digital ledger and it's blockchain. And it's unique, and it's mine, and that's it. So I like it. I do the NFT, too. Bitcoin, you know, if you got into the Bitcoin thing in the beginning, or maybe you ride it out some way, or somebody would take it from you, but that's going to go up and down. And NFT, maybe you'd get lucky. It'd be a roll of the dice. Maybe you have some NFT that would be worth some money that someone would actually pay you regular currency for. So I like the NFT gamble better.
Yeah, the way you just put it right now, that makes sense, you know.
Right. Like, look at Charlie bit my finger. So these two kids get this video filmed of them 14 years ago, and it gets put on YouTube. It went viral, so people loved it because it is kind of a crazy deal. And then they decide, hey, let's make an NFT of this. It's a piece of video. And then they put it out there. They make it kind of interesting, like, you know, hey, we'll update this with for you, and you'll own it, and you'll own this piece of video. And someone pays $760,000 for it.
Yeah, that's crazy. It kind of reminds me of, like, the concept of, like, vinyl. Like, it's like a digital vinyl, because, like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, yeah.
Like, it's not, it's tangible, but it's, like, digital, and I don't know, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I say if you got in, if somebody gave you an NFT, who cares? I mean, you know, if you're going to do a show and you get to play anyway and you're going to take a gamble, do it. That's what I say. If somebody said that to me, I would do the same thing. But I would want the asset. You got to give me the digital asset first.
Yeah, it's all about the assets.
Yeah, give me the assets. I like it. All right, so UFOs. A lot of conversation about UFOs. UFOs or no UFOs. Do you think there really are UFOs in the alien sense of the word?
I hope so. I'll just take a gamble and say yes.
That there are.
Yeah, that there are. Yeah. Yep.
Well, right now, here's our NFT. We can make an NFT of this conversation. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say there's some unexplained things, and I do believe there are unexplained things that happen in the world. It doesn't, I think because our imagination goes to the Hollywood versions of crazy, scary aliens or what they look like, but it could be something completely different that is not at all what we're thinking. Regardless, I do think there are, yes, and that means unidentified flying objects anyway, and who knows the specifics of it, but that report's going to come out, and I'm going to say there are unexplained things. And I think there is something to the UFO deal. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like there has to be, us as humans, you know, on this earth, we know so little.
Yeah.
So who are we to say that there isn't, you know?
Who are we to say? That's what I think. Who are we to say? Yes. Okay, wow, we both agree on a couple of things here. Raincoat or rain jacket or no? You don't, like, it starts raining, you got rain gear, you're looking for that rain jacket, or sans rain attire. Are you a rain jacket dude, a raincoat dude, or no?
Nah.
No. Sans the rain jacket. You know, it's funny because some people, they totally, and lots of guys, I know this from walking the dog, they have it on. They have a rain jacket. They throw the rain jacket on. And there I am in, like, my black hoodie, and that's it. I'm looking for a hoodie. I don't have it. I just have some sweatshirt on. I never am prepared for the rain. So you and I are like that. I just am not. I'm not prepared for the rain. Except for now, I do, because all of a sudden I need an ark like Noah's in the last 2 weeks in Texas. So I do have an umbrella in my car, but that's it.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm the exact same. I'd rather just wear a hoodie. I don't mind using an umbrella, but I don't need the rain jacket.
Yeah, it's just, you know what it is? I don't know if it's just another piece of clothing to carry around and then it's not raining, or find it and you hardly ever wear it and then you can't find it. I don't know. It's just, I'm the same way. It's just a weird stick thing with me that it just has stuck with me that I'm not looking for raincoats. It's so weird.
Who needs them?
Who needs them? And people are listening to us right now like, you're a bunch of fools. You're fools. We're in Seattle. We're in Washington. We need a coat. We need a rain hoodie to pull over. We need that.
No, you don't.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No, we don't. So this is interesting. What would you take if you were offered this? You know, lots of people are getting electric cars. Electric car... or a boat. Because you can't afford either one of these. It's top of the line. And you get a chance to be the test person for an electric car or a boat. Which, and it's electric boat, which do you take?
Yeah, definitely the boat. I'm almost not against electric cars, but I'm kind of old school. I like my gas powered car.
I like my gas powered car. So you wouldn't be voting for climate change, like, oh, let's not put that in the bill and make everyone have electric cars. Yeah, you know what? It's a weird. I know what you're saying, because, well, here's the thing: you'd have to find charging stations. You have to know how to do that. It's just a whole different. It's a whole different way of life versus you zip into, you're used to it. You zip into a gas station and you fill her up, and that's the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I'm old school.
Old school. Okay. Boat, electric boat. I like it. I'm the same way, but I have a different reason. I like boats. I have wanted a boat for a long time. I had a sailboat when I was young, and there was a hurricane that blew it away, and we did get it back, but it's wrecked. And it was a little sailboat. It was like a Sunfish. So don't get any ideas out there, people listening, that I'm like some skipper of some yacht and grew up in a family where they're like, oh, Miss Delaney, your yacht is ready, and here are all the crew for you. No, it was me and my little brother jumping on and trying to go side to side and tacking and everything else. But I have always wanted, there's something about a boat. I'm fascinated by boats.
Yeah, that's cool. The sailboat thing.
Yeah. The sailboat thing was cool. But here's what's not cool, Eric. When you're with your sibling and you're way out on the bay and there's giant boats coming by you and you have no idea, unless you're begging people to tow you in, how you're going to get into the dock because there's no wind and you have to just tack. And you can't, the wind is not coming. You're catching no wind. You go back and forth, back and forth, praying there's going to be some wind. And eventually once I got somebody I know to tow us in, so that was pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Here, take the rope, and we put the sail down. Don't tell anyone. Just take us in. I mean, they could have told someone. It doesn't matter. But I just wanted to just get in. Get us into the dock. So it was very, very interesting. Well, this was an interesting segment. NFTs and UFOs and, oh, yes, we'll take the boat, too. All right, one last one, a quick one. If you have a headache, what do you take? An old-fashioned aspirin, or you take some form of Tylenol or Advil or something like that?
I actually use naproxen.
Oh, naproxen is good. I like naproxen, so I agree with you on that. That's a good one. Cool. Yeah. No old-fashioned aspirins for us. I love it. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Kate.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, the focus is beginning to shift to finding ways to prevent future violence. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week to open talks to try to strengthen the current ceasefire and lay out a path forward. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Blinken reaffirmed that the White House believes the long-term goal should be a two-state solution.
President Biden's been very clear that he remains committed to a two-state solution. Look, ultimately, It is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, and of course the only way to give the Palestinians the state to which they're entitled. That's where we have to go. But that, I don't think, is something for necessarily for today.
And 14 people were killed Sunday after a cable car accident in Italy. Authorities say the car fell nearly 50 feet as it was transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa up a nearby mountain. You're listening to USA Radio News. Movie theaters are the latest businesses to reopen after months of shutdown because of the pandemic, with many operating at reduced capacities and enforcing social distancing rules. One former health official says that people will have to begin to take their own steps to protect themselves in the next stage of the pandemic as more of the country opens up. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that people will now need to make individual assessments of the risk regarding the virus.
If you're unvaccinated, you're going to be at higher risk. If you're in a high prevalence area where there's still a lot of infection, you're going to be at higher risk. If you have a pre-existing medical condition that could put you at higher risk because you're either immunocompromised because of medicine you might be on, or you have a risk factor like heart disease or lung disease, you're going to be at higher risk as well. So I think people need to make individual assessments of their risk as they make judgments about what they should and shouldn't be doing, like wearing a mask in an indoor setting, and also judging the setting. If it's a sort of, you know, crowded setting with a very mixed population, you don't know a lot of people, that's different than, you know, getting together in a household where you know a lot of people are vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we're headed off to Australia for a conversation with Alex Graham, and he's written a book called Spiritual Busyness, From Surviving to Thriving. And boy, he has put a lot of thought and work and research into this. We talked off the air, and I asked him, how long did it take you to pull this all together? And he said, 30 years. So think about that. It's everything that he was thinking about seeing and how he pulled it together. And I guarantee you're going to be very surprised by the end of this interview what we're talking about with spiritual busyness. So, Alex, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for allowing me. I appreciate it.
What was the path to this book? So I said the years, and I said that for a reason, because this wasn't a light undertaking. This comes about. What was the path that led you to write this?
I could only say in one word, it would have to be love or God. You know, in God we trust. Yeah. So, you know, it's about ending pain and suffering. So much of pain and suffering in the world is caused by money and the way business is structured. And it doesn't need to be that way, you know, especially in a democracy.
Yeah, and, you know, that's really the heart of spiritual busyness. Explain spiritual busyness and what that means and the model.
Well, the model is a 49-51% equity-owned cooperative, but it's a franchise cooperative. So I was born in a town called Warrnambool, Victoria, and there was a businessman that, you know, was selling clothes out of a bullock tray in the 1930s at the height of the Great Depression. He had a thrust for grabbing beautiful clothing, and people just loved his clothing. He ended up employing 3,600 people in Warrnambool. And one day he walked in off the street and said, I'm giving you 51% of my business. And and people would just stand up and laugh who he was. And eventually the business went under due to competition from cheap imports. But so I used that as the essence of the model. I thought people have got to cooperate if we want to get along. We want to change as well. So, but his model was a centralized industry, and I wanted a community-based one. So anyway, I studied all these business models, and eventually I had none. And it was McDonald's of all things. And I married the two models together. So spiritual busyness is a business model. It's a 51-49%, where that 49% is owned by the parent company, equity-owned franchise cooperative, where the people working in you know, a demographic region train and are paid for empowering new people in the next demographic region. It's just on. It's crazy. And you can train. I worked out, I got invited to do it, but I worked out I could actually transform a government department.
So you figured out if enough communities did this, if you had this, I mean, anywhere it would work, the United States, the UK, sure. Wherever they're just the democracy, and it would it would flip the equation of where we find ourselves now and the us's and the them's, the haves and the have-nots, the whole thing.
So God didn't put us here to suffer. I'm convinced of that. It's insane. You know, we're little love icon, you know, we're here to generate, and also, you know, I can't think of the word for it now, but we come up with this new ideas, because that's our nature, is to transform stuff and bring love to planet. And I just figured it needed a business model. I didn't realize what I was doing when I started out this 30-year journey. No idea. But it just revealed itself to me. And like, I just get this revelation all the time from Source or God. And I just go, wow, you know?
Right. So you had to do this book. And when you put the book together, what do you hope people take away from reading the book? They get the book and they read it. What do you hope happens? And I think we're talking about at least the first part of it.
Well, it's actually in three parts. The second part is the global interdependence movement, which I see, you know, if we had a right modelling, you know, life would be a dance for everyone on the planet. And the third part is I actually went to a transformational workshop run by an American woman actually here in Australia, and I asked her for her model, and she said no. She said, go home and write your own. And I went, that's way beyond me. I couldn't possibly do that. And anyway, I was home for about 10 days. And then I just had all these insights, and I knew exactly what it looked like. And it's called life. It's not a competition. Life just is. Let life flow. And I've reduced that to LNC as a workshop. I've run a few of them, and they're outrageously successful. And anyway, so that's another bonus you'll get out of reading the book too. And it's so simple. You know, I take people on a journey into what I call their personal power station, which is within, you know, and look out from that position. And, you know, stuff gets revealed. You know, I have a friend here in the last 50 pages of my book. Their cash flows for a business that I actually run here, and it's to make a water transformer. And what it does to water is just simply miraculous. And I sent some of my water samples off to the local water authority here, and they got back to me and said, you've reduced the chlorine levels by 10 times. And you know, and I also guarantee it would have reduced all the other bloody chemicals they put into the water as well. But it just tastes soft and sweet and pure now, that water, just like God created it. And like water's meant to taste, you know. Anyway, this guy's got a, you know, I asked him, the technology is mine, it belongs to this friend of mine. He's got this truckload of this stuff. And he started off, when I first met him, he was supposedly running cars on water. And anyway, you know, when I finally got to meet him, he said, no, it runs on a frequency generated by water. And all his technology are frequency generators, and they're just so clean and green. There's nothing on this planet that he can't transform. When I stood for politics in 2019, that's federal politics here in Australia, and I rang in 2 days before the election. I said, could you build me a frequency generator to dissolve plastic in water? And he said, oh, what do you think? And I said, well, I guess you could. He said, of course I. And, you know, I said, where do you get all this information from, this design or whatever? He said, the Holy Spirit just comes to me, I make it, and it works.
Wow. And you see and it. Yeah.
Oh, you see it working. And you know, he's literally got trillions of dollars worth of technology there, you know, in economic terms, for the planet.
Wow. Well, so I think through this conversation, this is a way to, again, things that you've thought about to have more equality out there so that people have a better life and we don't have so much of this separation of, like I said before, and you've said, the us's and the them's, etc.
Yeah, yeah. It ain't war with it. You know, people wouldn't live. You know, it's just about love. The business technology is about love. And, you know, like when I stood in 2019, this woman who read my book got back to me. I didn't know her. She got back to me and she said, your model is brilliant and the world's banking system is a scam. And anyway, I spent 6 months researching that scam and I go, it is. It is, and it makes our governments complicit in it. You know, I sent a dozen letters and emails to my Prime Minister last year saying, we've got a flaw in our constitution. And I got no response. I approached all the state and federal attorney generals. No response. No came to touch. So it must be that good. But I said, so Section 51 of our Constitution, Item 4, states that the government has the power to borrow money on the public credit of the Commonwealth of Australia. And I said, well, hang on, money comes from nowhere. You know, the banks produce that in there and call it credit and then charge interest on it. And anyway, if the federal government had the power, if we elected government representatives, then they should have our monetary economy to write the credit into existence, just like private bank does. The main thing is I also discovered was if they had that power, they'd also have the power to dissolve it, the money that they wrote, which means, you know, in the pandemic, all that money that they've written in to support our economy from falling over, they could just write out of existence again. And the people would benefit from the money, the policies that they wrote in to help them survive the pandemic, but there'd be no debt to them or our children.
Wow. Wow, which would be amazing. It's a perfect place to end this because that's exactly what this is about. Spiritual busyness. Wow, from surviving to thriving, Alex Graham, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. And you can buy it at Balboa Press.
Balboa, and also on Amazon, too, as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joins us. She's written a book called Riverstone, and we're going to take you on a, such an interesting journey. She and I talked off the air, and she's wonderful. Boy, I think we are kindred spirits in so, so many ways, and I know this audience is going to love meeting Sarah, and she joins us now. She's in our virtual green room, so think about this. She's in Australia. Sarah, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you. It's an absolute honor, and hello, America, tonight. I hope everyone's well and enjoying themselves and going back to beautiful social beings that we all are. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Kate Delaney.
Boy, and that's such a great sentiment, going back to the social human beings that we all are and wanting that connection. And you know that, of course, reading is always big, and we're coming into that season, too, where people are looking for books like yours to entertain us, to take us away. So tell me about your path to writing Riverstone. How'd you come up with it, and how'd you become a writer?
Well, I studied professional writing and editing, and I developed the character. I wanted to break down all the barriers towards stereotyping. So I wanted to use satire, but it is a tragic comedy. So it has both, very diverse and dynamic emotional journeys through it. So, but I wanted to make sure it was innovative. So it was unpredictable. It's magic realism, / sci-fi. So it has very great amount of development in scientific research. So It has realism, and then it has the magic in it. So it's escapism, but it's based on majority can be factual. So I wanted to create a character that was unique, but very entertaining, definitely. Mm.
Tell us about Riverstone.
Well, Riverstone, oh my goodness. Like I said, I would not marry him. And I don't think there will be many people. No, I think, but I love him. He is just amazing, beautiful being. And I aspire to be him, but he is, he's always on a journey to test the boundaries of fatalistic outcomes. He is much stronger than I would ever be, and I wanted him to be able to go on a journey where he feels secure but puts himself in situations where he has destinies to face where they're unpredictable. So he's not a dangerous person, but he does have a power, a magic power, that does create it for him because he doesn't know how to control it. So it's very diverse. He's an artist, but he's got this karmic debt where he's got this magic power and he doesn't know how to use it, so it becomes quite destructive. So in that sense, it becomes very dynamic. It's a very, the voice in the prose is very pictorial, so strong, very powerful. It's very, like I said, the story, the plot lines and the subplots are very unpredictable. The characters are magical, but however, the continuity is definitely there. It's totally unpredictable. That's what I wanted to really try and create, is something innovative and unique. So even though my character tends to, this is the whole aspect, is to get away from cliché. So he's trying to constantly not be having contrived perceptions against him, to be contained as the cliché. So,
wow. It's interesting to hear about him and to hear, obviously, what you put into him and into the book. Give us just a little snippet, because we don't want to give the whole story away, about what somebody can expect when they read Riverstone.
Ah, yes. Well, there's a lot of different types of metaphors. There's a lot of different types of characters that the supporting characters and the main protagonist, Riverstone, is basically a insight to contemporary consciousness. So, and then it goes back into history, but with the connotation of what we're trying to achieve. He's an environmentalist. He's an animal activist. He's an artist. He's got a spiritual gift. He's got two of them, actually. He's got one he doesn't know how to control, and it is detrimental to his journey through life. Then he's given another spiritual gift where he can port. So we can go right through the universe, and we can port anywhere without any mechanism. It's just a spiritual development and where the congeals of the atom of his embodiment, and then he meets all these other porters. So then all of these, you know, subplots come into work. So that's what I mean. I wanted to write something that was unpredictable and something that is unique, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when you read that, it makes me want to port. I mean, it's your imagination is wild, and I just think, yes, this is it. Because I think you described this so well, Sarah, when you talk about how you melded different genres. And I I really think that's what pulls us into what's happening in the book.
Thank you, yes, because, yes, I really wanted to focus on the unpredictability. So when, yes, the whole desire to engage in this character, to be able to, it's a sense of affiliation with the character and using the imagination of the reader to just want to go with River in his beautiful journey. And to feel, when you put the book down, to use your own imagination as well. So that's what I wanted to inspire the readers, to inspire their imagination.
Well, I think you definitely nailed that, that's for sure. And you and I were talking about this, that the good news is you're not stopping at Riverstone. You know, you've got other creations that are in various stages. Tell us about the next couple of books that are coming up.
Well, because the ending of Riverstone ends in a cliffhanger, so which is a cliche, which I don't normally use, but that's how the ending of it. And so with the sequel of Riverstone, I'm developing more characters. So what we're going to, I'm going to organise for everyone to hopefully love and enjoy is three protagonists. So there's three different lives that is going to be combined. Even though they're very independent from each other, however, because the villain is connecting all three of them, so we go back in time, we're in the present, and then we venture into the future. So, and then we draw back characters from Riverstone, and some of them are the protagonists, but then I'm introducing new protagonists, new characters, new plots and subplots, and another main villain, so the antagonist.
Ooh, I love it. You can't get that out soon enough. Well, it's just tremendous. Riverstone is where we start, and you can get Riverstone, of course, on Amazon. Sarah Sugar, what a pleasure to talk to you. What a wild imagination, and what a beautiful writer. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kate. Thank you so much. And I wish everybody well. And I wish you enjoy your life and find inspiration. And I hope you enjoy Riverstone and the rest of the trilogy that will be coming out soon.
Yeah, and I guarantee they will. And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and, of course, the show as well. Make it count, everybody. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.